with the pressure on.
That is Judge Dredd wrapping up that set of music, doing Big 7 here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Before that, how about some Lee Scratch Perry with his minor, his reggae hit, Run for Cover. And speaking of Lee Scratch Perry, wait. I'm getting ahead of myself. Had some English Beat in there as well, English Beat with a Twist and Crawl. And then I played The Clash, Police and Thieves, a song that was written by Junior Mervin, but he took it to Lee Scratch Perry and said, hey, what do you think of this song? And he auditioned for him, and Lee kind of altered the lyrics a little bit and produced it for him. And that's the original version, the Junior Mervin version, and then The Police in 1977 on their debut through their version out there. And start off the entire set with the Boomtown Rats and Banana Republic. It gets us to where we are now. It's about 2 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do want to remind you that Speck Brothers Pizza, they join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Speck Brothers is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPAK or online at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. You know, we have got more stuff coming up, and by stuff, I mean music and good times like that. But before I get to either of those, let me remind you that there are over 40 million family caregivers in the United States, and if you are currently caring for an older loved one and you're navigating the coronavirus and COVID-19, you can find it to be very intimidating. AARP can help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare for care for someone who is at high risk. If you visit ARP.org/caregiving, you can access more information about caregiving the coronavirus. Again, that's AARP.org/caregiving. This public service announcement brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and of course, as always, your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. If you've got a suggestion for a future show, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And I'll do my best to get it on the air for you on a future show.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, if you look at your watch, you'll notice this is the time of the day each week that I, the Mockster, do a thing called The Mock. Yeah, I take a word, an artist, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about said theme. I've mentioned my alliteration mock for tonight is Moon Martin. There is a Moon Martin mock coming up in a few seconds. But before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. We're going to turn into this Moon Martin mock. Now it is 2021, but if you've heard me in the past few weeks, I've been doing what I've been calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. It depends on which day you're listening. And I'm doing that. I've been doing it all night long. Some of my sets have been new and original. Other sets, I kind of just pulled out the music and, I made it sound like it was new. I'm telling you that secret now because for my mock, I'm doing this Moon Martin mock, which I originally did back in August 20th of 2010. So this mock is 11 years old. And I might throw a second mock in to kind of fill the hour up because, you know, this is just how life is in August for me, the mockster. But I think we need to kick off the mock with Moon Martin's most famously penned song. It was made a hit by somebody else. So let's start the mock with of the Moon Martin penned Bad Case of Loving You, originally put out in 1978 by Moon Martin. Robert did it in 79. I got it.
the sun goes down, beetle starts to creep around. It's the flavor of blood, fire and breath. 14 names, not on her chest. Got a rose tattooed on her thigh. Dead man raised a sigh. Makes this young blood wine. My baby's got the Cadillac walk. The Cadillac walk. Cadillac walk. She got a Cadillac walk. Now when we turn down a bed, grown man, pleading babe, baby, honey, baby, you're the one. Carve your name right on my gun. Ooh, ain't she something nice? Bones rattle my dice. My baby's got the Cadillac. Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. Lonely late at night, honey, hear my call. She said, boy, I won't make you crawl. Eat up, pound by pound, knows how to break it down. We been moaning to and fro. And steal your gold. Don't matter what the cost. Them new legs lost. Baby, my old aside. My baby's got the Cadillac walk. Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. Cadillac.
I got no chance loving you.
Dave Edmonds wrapping up a Moon Martin mock. With Moon Martin's band, Don't You Double Cross Me, Baby. Dave Edmonds did it on his 1983 album, Information. Before that, Nick Lowe, speaking of 1983, Nick Lowe did a Moon Martin song, Paid the Price, on the Abominable Showman album. Rachel Sweet in there from 1980's Protect the Innocent with I've Got a Reason. Frankie Miller, also 1980, did No Chance. Start off the entire set. I'm sorry. Then I have two others. Mink DeVille from the Mink DeVille self-titled, I think it was the debut from 1977 with Cadillac Walk. The only song, technically not a cover, in the sense that Moon Martin wrote it, and the first person to ever record and or release it was that version right there by Mink DeVille. It's before Moon actually had any. He was just the session guy at the time. He didn't have any solo releases out. And then Robert Palmer, probably the most famous cover of a Moon Martin song, Bad Case of Loving You from 1979. And that was a Moon Martin mock. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I know I did. But what else should I tell you? A whole bunch of stuff. I should just tell you a whole bunch of stuff. Starting off with, you know what? Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like back in the 1970s? Yeah. I don't either. I have no clue what... But Uncle Jay Thurber does. Yeah, you can say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from noon to 3 on Saturdays here on WRCT for a mix of oldies, newies, and a whole bunch of snark. It's right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. And don't forget that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic, but free and confidential help is available. You can go to benefitscheckup.org to see if you qualify for some benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and so much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. Maybe you can too. Visit benefitscheckup.org for more information. Hey, I'm the Moxster. I appreciate you listening. It's about 24 minutes past the hour. Technically, I've got about 40 minutes left, and we'll see if we can make 40 minutes happen. I'm kind of up against a deadline, but I'm trying my best to make this happen. So I'm now going to go back to a show from August of 2008. Yeah, August 22nd, 2008. And I did a Jerry Reed mock, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do that Jerry Reed mock all over again. We're going to kick things off with a song that Jerry Reed penned back in the 1950s, and it came out as a B-side on a Gene Vincent single. So... we're going to kick things off with Gene Vincent in Crazy Legs.
Well, I got a little woman called Crazy Legs. She's the queen of the teenage crowd. I haul a cat, stuff the nickels in the old jukebox just to watch her do the bop when the music gets loud. Crazy legs, bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean meta. She's mine, 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 all mine. Well, I'm crazy about crazy legs and crazy legs are crazy about me. Well, I'm crazy about crazy legs and crazy legs is crazy about me. Well, she's my baby and I don't mean meta. She's mine, 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 all mine. Jump! She hears the music, well, it gets in the feet. Well, now then she starts a-rocking with the crazy beat. She does a different kind of rhythm with every song. Well, that's why I call her Crazy Legs, cause she's real gone. Crazy legs, a-bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine. Jump, man, jump! She can bop, she can boogie, she can move and jump with a style that's her own. Just give her lots of room and a rock and roll too. And she'll do the bop till the cats come home. Crazy legs, bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop.
She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine. Do the bop.
Good Lord's willing and the creek stays down, I'll be in your arms time the moon comes around for a taste of love that's shining in your eyes. If the rooster crows at the cracking of the dawn, I'll be there just as sure as you're born. If the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, I'll comb my hair down, brush my teeth, shine up, slick up, dress up neat, get everything looking just right. Cause I wanna look pretty when I see you tonight. Just as sure as a rabbit or a jumping in the holler, I'll be there. You can bet your bottom dollar if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise.
Thank you. and a creek stays low, I'll be there, knocking at your door with a hug and a kiss for the one I idolize. I'll wear my suit, my Sunday best, I'll be there, looking my best if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. I'll feed the mules and slop the hogs, feed the cows and chop all the logs, get all of my working done, cause tonight we're gonna have a lots of fun. Just as sure as I ever was a preacher man, I'll be there with a ring for your hand if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise.
Illegal hunting gators in the Louisiana swamp, boy. after a man in a claw. Got a name of Moses. Louisiana, Sid Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, baddest alligator, cause he was one hit. All he got left was the alligator bit it. Left all gone, beat up to the elbow. Sheriff got Millie and Amos in the swamp, trapping alligator skin. Stuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, never come out again. Me and I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Don't get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. A man at a claw, go to my name is Moses.
Wrapping up a mock and wrapping up a Viva La mock, a Jerry Reed mock with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing their version of Eastbound and Down from their Love Their Country album. Before that was the Pleasure Barons with Jerry Reed's Amos Moses. Also some Jesus and Mary Chain in there with Guitar Man. Played some Johnny Cash. Good to get some Johnny Cash in there if the Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. And then I throw a B-side in, an early B-side from They Might Be Giants with Mr. Claw. Had to throw that one in because Jerry Reed was known as the Claw with his picking style. Speaking of picking, how about some Chet Atkins in there with Early Times? And as I mentioned earlier, I start off the entire mock with Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps doing Crazy Legs from 1957. As always, yeah, we're wrapping up Aviva LaMock a little early tonight, but that's okay. We'll be back next week. We'll do it all over again. But want to thank you for listening, and always keep listening here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Shoot me a request if there's something you want to hear at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. We won't respect you anymore.
WRCT Pittsburgh is a mistress, a wife, a pen friend, a checkout girl, a complimentary moist lemon-scented cleansing square, or a handy freshen-up wipette. WRCT is the breath of God, the dew on a fresh apple. It's the soft rain of dust that falls into a shaft of morning sun when you pull from an old bookshelf a forgotten volume of romantic diaries. It's a half-remembered childhood birthday party, a creak on the stair, a sputtering match held to a frosted pane, the warm, wet, trusting touch of a leaking nappy, the hulk of a charred panzer, the underside of a granite boulder, the first downy growth on the upper lip of a Mediterranean girl, cobwebs long since overrun by an old Wellington boot.
The majority of U.S. Army bases on the continent were initially outposts for wars against indigenous nations. Fort Snelling, Hays, Kearney, Leavenworth, Sill, and Riley, all named after U.S. Army officers who commanded genocidal wars. For most of the period from the U.S. War of Independence to 1890s, the sole function of the U.S. military was to kill, round up refugees, relocate and confine Native Americans and appropriate their land and resources to replace with Anglo-American settlers.
That's Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz on an indigenous people's history. The history of the United States is one of settler colonialism. The state was established on the basis of white male supremacy, slavery, land theft, and genocide. From sea to shining sea, the native nations were decimated and dispossessed. The survivors herded into concentration camps. It was God's will. The genocidal policy reached its peak under President Andrew Jackson. Its ruthlessness was best articulated by Army General Thomas Jessup, who in 1836 wrote, "The country can be rid of them only by exterminating them." Native people are still here. Today, there is growing support for their movements, such as the campaign to abolish Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. The Dakota Access Pipeline resistance, led by the Standing Rock Sioux, was joined by many non-Native allies. The action, though unsuccessful, captured the imagination of people everywhere. The struggle for Indigenous rights continues. Our guest today is Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz. She's been active in the Indigenous movement for more than four decades and is known for her commitment to social justice issues. She's the author of An Indigenous People's History of the United States, winner of the American Book Award. She spoke in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at an event organized by the Lannan Foundation. And now, Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz.
I want to acknowledge that we are present on the unceded traditional territory, the Tewa people's towns and farms, which were brutally invaded and occupied, the people's lives disrupted and displaced in 1607 when the Spanish established their first proclaimed center of dominance in this area. This is also the central site of perhaps the most important liberation movement and revolution in North America, if not the world. This was the 1680 All-Indian Pueblo Revolution, which occurred a century before the future and present colonizer, the United States of America, even existed. That revolutionary spirit is the primary means by which the indigenous peoples of New Mexico, and actually the whole Southwest, have continued through the past three centuries, and they are the future of this place. I want to say a few words about that 12-year revolution of the 1680s. As a doctoral student in history at UCLA in 1974, I wrote my dissertation on the history of land tenure in New Mexico from pre-colonial times to the present, which became my book, Roots of Resistance. And the template for my research and writing on settler colonialism and its inseparable offspring, attempted genocide. So I owe much to the people and the place that we are in. The Pueblo Revolution brought the Spanish colony to a quick end in 1680. Some years, at least 20, perhaps much longer, of organization produced a unified offensive on the part of all but a few southern pueblos. Remember, there were dozens and dozens of pueblos then, not 19 or 21. There were 90 at first. They were reduced in population and numbers during Spanish colonization. But this unified offensive of the pueblos included the Hopi, of course, and the Zuni to the west, as well as Apache, Navajo, and Ute allies. Many low in the Spanish caste hierarchy, African, mestizo, and indigenous servants living in the servant sector of the Santa Fe Barrio del Analco joined the revolt. The entire population of settlers, priests, and military were forced into exile to El Paso, where they planned a return, which took place again violently in 1692. And as you know, this is called La Entrada, but it was much more than an entrance. And it is officially celebrated right here in Santa Fe, and there are monuments and plaques that present the people who conquered once again as heroes, as heroic. So why did the Spanish colonizers believe they had the right to appropriate the lands of peoples over 5,000 miles and across a great ocean from Spain? Indeed, how did the British, first as colonizers along the Atlantic shore, then as Anglo-Americans forming their own empire from sea to shining sea? And why is this a continuing current event and not just history? This brings me to the doctrine of discovery. In 1982, the government of Spain and the Holy See, that's the Vatican, which is a non-voting state member of the United Nations, so that's a state that's 1 square mile with no population. So if you wonder why a native nation can be a member of the United Nations, just look at the Vatican. Why not? So Spain and the Holy See proposed to the United Nations General Assembly that the year 1992 be celebrated in the United Nations as an encounter, an encuentro, between Europe and the indigenous peoples of the Americas, a commemoration that would honor Europeans for having brought the gifts of civilization and Christianity to the peoples of the Western Hemisphere. I was sitting in the non-governmental gallery. We had just started our work at the UN 5 years before that. and still learning. We didn't know much about headquarters. We've been doing it at the UN Human Rights Center in Geneva, Switzerland. So I was trying to monitor these meetings to see how things worked. And so I was just taking notes about tedious parliamentary disputes, and I was almost nodding off when I was jolted out of my boredom. I felt panic, helpless to do anything that wouldn't get me ousted from UN headquarters permanently. But then after a few minutes of the Norway and Irish delegates teasing each other that their own ancestors had actually been the first to discover North America, with other European and North American diplomats heartily laughing, all of the African diplomats scattered around the meeting room, seated in alphabetical order by their nation's names, rose in unison. So in other words, of course, they're all black, African. And it was just amazing. I don't know how, this was before texting and the internet or cell phones, I'm not sure how they communicated, but they did in that 5 minutes or so. And they all rose up at one time and walked out. So the jesting and laughter stopped, and the befuddled Europeans and Euro-Americans looked around at each other in confusion. One saying into a live mic, "What does Columbus have to do with Africa?" What indeed? A recess was declared. An hour later, the meeting reconvened, and the African group's chosen spokesperson delivered an impassioned statement condemning any proposal that would celebrate the onset of European colonialism, genocide, and the transatlantic slave trade in the halls of the United Nations. Which was established, as they pointed out, for the purpose of decolonization. So the doctrine of discovery had reared its head in the wrong place. The resolution was dead, but it was not the end of efforts by Spain. And remember, this is not fascist Franco Spain, this is democratic socialist party Spain. The Vatican and others in the West, particularly the Reagan-Bush administrations, to make the quincentennial a cause for celebration. But it was a failed endeavor ultimately, thanks to the powerful solidarity of the world's indigenous and oppressed peoples, along with growing European and Euro-American allies. So as I said, only 5 years before the incident in the UN General Assembly, the Indigenous Peoples of the Americas Conference at the United Nations Geneva, Switzerland headquarters had proposed that 1992 be designated as the United Nations Year of Mourning for the onset of colonialism, African slavery, and attempted genocide of the Indigenous Peoples of the Americas, and that October 12th be designated as the UN International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples. Although Indigenous peoples won a designated United Nations day, year, and even a decade, the compromise was to not designate, the compromise with the European, US, and some Latin American still dictatorships, not to designate October 12th, rather August 9th as the UN Day of World's Indigenous Peoples, 1993, not 1992, as the UN Year for Indigenous Peoples, and 1994 to 2004 as the UN Decade for Indigenous Peoples. Actually, those decades have been repeated, and we're now in the third decade for the World's Indigenous Peoples. The UN. However, that year's Nobel Peace Prize was bestowed upon Guatemalan K'iche' Mayan leader Rigoberta Menchú. And it was announced in Oslo on October 12, 1992. A decision that infuriated the Spanish government and the Vatican, who withdrew their ambassadors for a time. And in Rigoberta's speech at the Nobel ceremony accepting the prize, she accepted it not for herself, but on behalf of the world's indigenous peoples, and was subsequently appointed UN Honorary Ambassador for Indigenous Peoples, a position she holds to this day. So what is the doctrine of discovery? According to this medieval canon law, European Christian monarchies acquired title to the lands they discovered, and indigenous inhabitants lost their natural right to that land after Christian Europeans had arrived and claimed it. Under this legalistic cover for theft, European and Euro-American wars of conquest and settler colonialism in the Western Hemisphere devastated indigenous nations and communities, ripping their territories away from them and transforming the land into private property or real estate, along with another form of private property, enslaved African bodies. In the United States, most of that land ended up in the hands of land speculators, who were also slavers and agribusiness operators, called plantations, such as most of the U.S. founding fathers, so-called, and most of the U.S. presidents and other government and military officials up to the Civil War. Arcane as it may seem, the doctrine of discovery.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, if you look at your watch, you'll notice this is the time of the day each week that I, the Mockster, do a thing called The Mock. Yeah, I take a word, an artist, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about said theme. I've mentioned my alliteration mock for tonight is Moon Martin. There is a Moon Martin mock coming up in a few seconds. But before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. We're going to turn into this Moon Martin mock. Now it is 2021, but if you've heard me in the past few weeks, I've been doing what I've been calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. Depends on which day you're listening. And I'm doing that. I've been doing it all night long. Some of my sets have been new and original. Other sets, I kind of just pulled out the music and, I made it sound like it was new. I'm telling you that secret now because for my mock, I'm doing this Moon Martin mock, which I originally did back in August 20th of 2010. So this mock is 11 years old. And I might throw a second mock in to kind of fill the hour up because, you know, this is just how life is in August for me, the mockster. But I think we need to kick off the mock with Moon Martin's most famously penned song. It was made a hit by somebody else. So let's start the mock with of the Moon Martin penned
Bad Case of Loving You. Originally put out in 1978 by Moon Martin. Robert did it in 79.